Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Shane from maternity call from the home care agency. How
Hi.
can I help you?
Oh, hi. I was calling to set up for them to send me out the application.
You want services for yourself or for a family member?
A full family member.
And you'll be the caregiver?
Yes.
Okay, are they on Medicaid? The patient on Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay, do you have the Medicaid ID so I can take a look?
Yes.
Is the patient ready to proof for hours? Do they have an assessment yet?
Yes.
Oh, they did.
Yes.
Okay, what's the Medicaid ID?
100.
What?
100.
Okay.
113.
Okay.
7064.
Six for date of birth?
1/13/1990.
1/13/1990. Let me see if you can pull up the information. Okay, for Marquis Spencer?
Yes.
Okay, so Marquis is with UPMC, Community Health Services. Okay, do you know how many hours he's approved for?
I spoke with Karina yesterday, and she said 40 so far.
40.
She
Who is
came
that from?
out to
UPMC?
yes.
Okay, so she said 40?
Yes, she came out to the house already.
She was there yesterday and she said 40 hours.
No, I spoke with her yesterday
Oh, okay. And she said
on the
she gave
telephone.
the
Yes.
And did you tell her which agency you chose? Or not yet?
Yeah, I sent her two, but she didn't get back to me yet.
Okay, great. So we
I
can
asked
reach
her.
out to her to let her know to send us
Okay.
the authorization. In the meantime, we'll send you the application so you could sign up to be the caregiver.
Okay.
So do you want me to add this number, 302-275-2482, as the main number to reach out, or is Marquis has a
Yes.
different number?
Yes, that's fine. This
Just
number's
this
fine.
number. Okay, what's your name?
Deborah, DEBRA,
Okay.
middle initial M, last name MERCER hyphen Spencer, SPENCER.
So Deborah Mercer Spencer? Okay, and what? How are you related to Marquis?
Mom.
Oh, you're the mom.
Yes.
Okay. Any other number to add in file?
That's it for now.
That's it. Okay. Okay. So 1/13/1990 Medicaid ID. I'm just filling out the information, and then I'll transfer you over to one of our enrollment specialists, and they will help you get the
Okay.
service started as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, I see you spoke to Jasmine today, like an hour
Yes.
ago.
Yes.
Oh, you already spoke to Jasmine. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I guess so we don't need the information because we already got everything in the system.
Oh, okay. She put me on hold and then we had hung up, but
Oh,
that's fine. I knew they
she wanted
called
to transfer
back.
you
She
over
was
to
transferring.
Dina.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, maybe I could transfer you over now to Dina.
Okay, thank you.
Let me see if she's available.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so Dean is actually available, so I could transfer you over now.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hello, hi.
Yes, am I speaking with Marquis Spencer's mom?
Yes.
Yes, okay, great. So I just wanted to follow up. I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting with signing Marquis and you up, okay, with the agency. So basically, two things need to happen in order to sign up. The first thing would be for you as a caregiver to complete requirements that I'll have sent over. All the requirements can be done remotely through online forms, okay? And the second thing would be for the insurance to send an authorization stating how many hours you're approved for, all right?
Okay.
So let me have everything sent over to you now so you can take a look at them while we're on the phone. Do you have a specific date that you're looking to start?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, let me check with insurance. It's UPMC. UPMC takes pretty quick to request an authorization.
Okay.
Have you spoken to the service coordinator yet?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
Yes.
Is she aware of which agency it is? I'm going to give her a call either way, though.
Yes,
yeah,
Karina,
okay.
But we haven't decided, but I had gave her several from this area that I had found.
Okay, no problem. So
she didn't get back to me because he was hospitalized since the
last
came out to the hospital. She's home
right
now.
Okay, good. All right, so you should have just received a text message that includes all the links. Okay. So I can go through them now if you'd like over the phone. Let me know.
Okay. Sure, I'm not doing anything.
Okay. Yeah, so there's an application. There is a competency test. A competency test is basically a list of questions for the caregiver to fill out on caregiving work, basically. And then there's a direct deposit form, an I-9 and W-4 form for your taxes. And then for the documents, three things. ID, identification form, it could be a license or a birth certificate, a TB test that was done within the year. Do you have that done, TB test? If not, we can schedule that for you.
No, I haven't had one done.
Okay, we'll arrange for that. And then a two-year proof of residency, so that can be any old expired ID, anything that proves that you were in Pennsylvania for 2 years or longer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you'll be working with Monica with these papers in regards to the onboarding requirements. She's in HR, and she'll be able to assist you with anything, okay? So all the links were sent through her number. Okay. Now, do you have any questions for me?
You sent it to my phone or to?
It was sent to, it may have been Marquise's phone. Is your phone ending in 2482?
Yes.
Okay. 302-275-2482. Yes, that's where I sent it. Did you get it?
No, try 83. I'm sorry.
83, okay.
I don't know why. No, I didn't receive anything.
Okay.
No, I didn't receive a text.
All right, I'm going to try that second number.
It came up on her phone as 2482, but it's not.
That's interesting. Okay. That was just sent. See the number ending in 83.
No.
Did you receive it now?
No.
302-275-2483. Do you want me to email it to you?
You can send it to my email.
Okay. And what would that be?
Debra 437@gmail.com.
Okay. M as in Mary is the first letter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have that all sent over to you. Now, when you're ready and when you feel that you completed the requirements, you can call your service coordinator and request the authorization. I'm going to send you our company info so that you can get that over, okay?
Okay.
All right. It'll take about another minute for the documents to be sent over to you. I'm also going to include all the contact information from our agency that you'll need to know on the email. All right?
Okay.
Okay. So would you like to wait on the phone while I send them, or do you want to... Yeah, okay.
I'll make sure I get the email.
Yeah, you want to make sure you get them, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. It was just sent over.
Hold on, I'll check my email.
Are you able to see them there?
Yes, I have it in the text also. it did come through in the text, Monica.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it came through in the text. If I hung up, I went to it.
Oh,
it
I
popped
see.
Up.
Was that the number ending in 82 or 83? Okay, and if you notice in my email on the bottom, it was signed with my name, and the agency address. So you can give that to the service coordinator, and she'll be able to find us that way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Call me with any questions.
All right.
My number is also included in the email. And, yep, you have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you.